Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I have a returning guest for you today. I'm not going to say he's interesting. I'm not going to say he's fascinating. I'm not going to give you any of these superfluous adjectives except to say that he has been on the program before. He did a great job, and we want to have him back again. Welcome back to the program, Chris Miles. Welcome back. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing today, David?
I'm good. Hey, listen, I put that in there because some of my listeners tease me about saying, oh, this is going to be a fascinating, interesting guest, and I say it every time, but you're a proven quantity. You've been on the program before, and you've had a lot of good insight last time, so we wanted to have you back, and I know you've got some new things to talk to our listeners about. For those of you who didn't hear Chris last time, he is a cash flow expert. I love that. I think everybody would like to be a cash flow expert, Chris, but that's what you do, and you help people figure out how to find what you call money leaks in either their businesses or in their personal lives. You know, in fact, you'll be proud of me. I just did this with a woman, and we'll talk about her as an example. She had a bunch of money leaks, and I didn't use your terms, but we found some of those, and I helped her fix them, and it's really cool what happened. So the website for today's program, ladies and gentlemen, is moneyripples.com. And that's Chris's website. He's got some cool stuff there, moneyripples.com. So, Chris, that's kind of our setup. So give a little quick background for our listeners about you and what you've done and what brought you to having Money Ripples and what you're trying to accomplish for people.
Yeah, absolutely, David. You know, when I got started, I mean, I was actually the traditional financial advisor. I'd done that for several years. And I realized that, you know, after I stepped out of that world a little bit, And I was starting to use my own business. I actually retired when I was 28 years old, which was a real boring time, I'll tell you. Like, it was the most antsy I ever got. And one of the big things that ended up happening to me is that as I was doing that and I had my businesses, you know, they were feeding me streams of income and everything else, you know, you never appreciate what you have until you lost it, right?
Yeah, no
and,
question.
And that's exactly what happened. I mean, with the whole Great Recession, quote-unquote, you know, 2007 to 2008 for myself, you know, I saw a lot of my real estate go upside down. I saw, you know, my business, which a lot of the people I was actually doing business with were real estate investors. So when they didn't have money to pay me, then income stopped. And then, of course, you know, when you had income stopping from real estate and then you can't get to the cash because I'd stuff a ton of equity inside the real estate. Well, then all of a sudden I found myself, you know, over $1 million in debt with over $10,000 a month in the hole each month.
Talk about a ripple effect, huh?
No kidding. To the wrong direction.
Right.
And so it's just like a lot of things in life, you know, where, you know, it's almost like things really have to happen for a reason. And that's kind of what I felt as well when I was going through it. It was the toughest time. I remember being very desperate and trying to get out of it.
But it's very stressful, wasn't it?
Oh, horribly. Yeah. I mean, there's some days I wondered, you know, what I was going to do. And I did everything possible to avoid bankruptcy and did. And what ended up happening is I was able to reverse the situation, you know, pay off just hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt, and then be able to reverse my cash flow situation to where I was then positive cash flow again. I was back in the black and out of the red.
Wow.
And that made all the world of difference for me.
Boy, you earned your stripes, didn't you?
beat with them, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's that old cliche or saying of there's no teacher like experience, and, you know, but there really is nothing like it. And I think anybody that hasn't really experienced what you've gone through, and or at least not to the extent, you know, they just don't know what it's about. And so I think from that, the silver lining is that it really tempered you and it allowed you to see how to help other people deal with these same things.
Yeah, it made it very easy for me to, especially when I looked at people's situations, people a lot of times come, and you've probably experienced this too, David, just working with people in general, they almost have an apologetic attitude. They almost say, hey, I'm sorry, like I wish my situation looked better.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I kind of laugh and just say, what are you talking about? You look great.
Yeah. You ain't seen nothing. You think that's bad? You ain't seen nothing. Well,
that's
funny,
right,
Chris. I've got a real life story that I'll share with you. We'll go take a quick break. We'll come back and I'll share it with you because I know you'll have a very relevant experience with it. And then I want to get to your three circles of wealth, which is our topic for today, ways to have financial peace in uncertain times, which of course is what everyone wants. And we'll get your expertise on that. The website is moneyripples.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Miles is our guest. He's the founder of Money Ripples. And we're going to take that quick break and be right back. Stay right there, Chris, okay?
All right.
What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
Chris Miles is with us today, ladies and gentlemen, and we're sharing some common experiences and people I've worked with and that Chris has worked with similar folks and trying to help people get their cash flow right and going in the right direction. The website is moneyripples.com. I know you want to get into the three circles of wealth, but just real quick, Chris, I had a lady come in recently, and you know, it's funny, you said earlier about somebody being apologetic. She says, you know, I've been following you a long time. I know I've needed help, and I just was embarrassed. My pride was keeping me from coming in. And to make a long story short, which I like to do on the program because it's only a 30-minute show, I was able to help her fix some of her money leaks. She had some pretty big money leaks, as you're going to describe them. And I advised her to do something that most advisors would not do. I recommended, instead of her giving her money to me to manage, I recommended she liquidate her investment account. And she has already used that to pay off debt, to get some things fixed, and to be well on her way to achieving her financial goals. And she's eliminated all the risks that was associated with those investments in the process.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I talk about feeling good after that meeting. Now, I can't do anything else for her other than give her that good advice right now. She doesn't have anything else for me to manage, but you know what? I loved every minute of helping her. And it, you know, I told her when and if her situation is such that she needs my help, come back and we'll work together again and invest money or whatever. So I think that there is a real huge positive thing, this peace of mind that you referred to, having financial peace of mind during uncertain times. One way to do that is, of course, to fix some of these money leaks, but then also fix things that where you can do better than you are now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's a great story, too, because it's, like you said, it may not be something that you can manage money, but you did absolutely the right thing for her by allowing her to be able to be in a much better position than she was before she met you. And I think that's why we do what we do. That's why, you know, I even came out of retirement, because I knew that there were still things I could offer that would bless people's lives in a way that just makes every day just worth living, you know?
Well, and I think that unfortunately there are financial folks that, you know, would have just looked at her investment account and said, well, how can I manage that? And, you know, never mind that man behind the curtain, you know, wanting her to pay her debts, right?
So yeah, I've met those guys too. Yep.
Yeah. So let's talk. Do you want to talk a little bit about some of the common places for money leaks, or do you want to get into some of the circles of wealth?
You know, I want to get into the circles of wealth. But,
okay, good.
You know,
go ahead.
Someone wants to get more in depth with money leaks. Like you mentioned, moneyripples.com. I actually have a free download that people can get on that subject.
Okay, cool.
So that's perfect.
All right. Well, let's talk about the three circles of wealth.
Yeah, absolutely. So the three circles of wealth, very simply, are this. Is the first circle is one, is personal savings. Second circle is insurance savings. And then the third circle is dependable investments. So it's, you know, like I mentioned, personal savings, insurance savings, and then dependable investments. Those are the three circles, very simply put.
Okay.
So let's start with the first circle, which is personal savings. You know, this is something I learned, especially going through the hardest times.
Yeah.
Is that I like to be liquid. I like to have cash. I like to have the ability and that freedom to use it as I need to use it.
You really like it now, because there was a time when you're like, man, I'm really tight and I should have had more of a cash reserve.
Absolutely. Yep. I realized that equity and net worth was absolutely worthless if you can't get to it.
That's right. That's right.
Especially if it's market driven. And so I really try to focus on how can I, you know, have that money? How can it be there and available? Especially when you're a business owner, you've got to have liquid cash. And so the first step is, of course, having your emergency reserves. Make sure you have that 6-month savings, if not more.
Yeah, right? More.
More the better.
Yeah, more. I mean, more.
Yeah, I mean, it's always a good first step. Now, I always tell people, because most of the people I meet with, they might have tons of money in IRAs and whatnot, but they won't be liquid with cash.
That's not the same, is it?
No, absolutely not. And there's been a few people that all of a sudden put that focus on there. And even if they got to $5,000, $10,000, if that's all they did, it's amazing how much more they relax. And especially when they're business owners, I've actually watched their income increase when they start to relax like that.
Well, you can't. I mean, if you're stressed all the time, it's hard to focus and hard to be productive. And you know what? Customers pick up on that, and they're just not going to be the same person they could be if they didn't have that hanging over them.
Exactly. Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself. And so really having that basic foundation, make sure that money's there and you're liquid and in that sense. And I call it a freedom account, you know. And for some people, if they've already got the 6 months reserves, well, great. Your freedom account is no longer your emergency reserve account. It now becomes the money that you might have as available for opportunities or investments. It could be money that's available just for your business or whatever it might be. When you start going beyond that 6 months.
Right? That's good. So having money that is, you got the emergency money, and then you got beyond that some liquid money that is kind of either for an opportunity or something that comes up that would be, an opportunity. I like the way you put that, because it could be something that just pops up and you're like, hey, I can do that.
Yeah, I like to expect the best but prepare for the worst. And so it's not always about the bad things. It's sometimes about the opportunities that arise that, this is the opportunity I need to take advantage of. And because you're prepared, you now know that you have the ability to take advantage of it. And so,
I had a client had the exact same thing happen, Chris, where they had the house next door to them come available, and they'd always kind of wanted it as maybe a rental. They had the cash.
Yep.
We had kept extra cash, and they were able to buy it very quickly when it presented itself, and they wouldn't have been able to do that if they had said, oh, well, let me get out of my IRA, or let me go try to borrow. They had the cash, and they would have made the deal happen quickly.
I think we live parallel lives on the opposite ends of the country.
Maybe so. I've seen your picture. I've seen your picture. You are a handsome devil, so maybe we're twins or something. I don't know. No, but I think that it's interesting, because being able to strike and, it's controlling your finances, not letting them control you. That's what it boils down to.
Absolutely. That's absolutely it.
All right. I know you want to get to another item. Lisa is waving the go to a break flag at me. So I'm going to go a quick break. We'll come back and we'll continue with the personal savings, which is part of the circle, three circles of wealth. And then we can move on to some of the other areas. Chris Miles is our guest. Ladies and gentlemen, we obviously have a lot of thoughts and philosophies in common. The website is moneyripples.com. We'll be right back.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
And we're back. The Mutual Admiration Society of Chris Miles and David Holland continues. And the website for our program today is moneyripples.com. Chris and I share some things in common here. So we talked about the three circles of wealth, the first being personal savings, and we've talked about having cash emergency, and then also opportunity or freedom cash. Any other parts of the personal savings piece, Chris, before we move on to the next part?
Yeah, absolutely. One more. And I would say that's dealing with debt. And this is one thing I tell people to do is, first and foremost, don't just attack debt. I know here in Utah, that's a big thing. And I've watched a lot of people go bankrupt because they try to go too overboard with paying off debt.
How about that?
But they forget about the savings, right? Again,
yeah.
It's about having that right balance, that good balance of offense and defense. And what I always recommend is, when you're looking at loans, look for a loan that's going to give you, if you're going to pay one off, look, especially as you build up at least a month's reserves or more, you can start paying extra payments towards it as long as you're still building that savings.
Yeah.
But if you're looking to pay something off, go for the one that has the lowest balance with the highest payment. Or in other words, the one that gives you the best bang for your buck or the best rate of return, like cash on cash rate of return. So for example, if you've got a $10,000 loan, that's a payment of $200 a month. Well, if you pay that off, you free up $2,400 that year. Or in other words, that's like a 24% rate of return. If it's got that kind of rate of return or higher, look at trying to pay that off right away or as soon as possible.
By doing that, you can free up cash, and then you can then maybe look at things that are maybe a lower payment but maybe have a higher interest rate.
Exactly.
Okay.
And I usually tell people to ignore the interest rate more. I mean, it's a good tiebreaker. Like if you have two $10,000 loans, both $200 a month, but one has 18% interest, the other 6%, I'll definitely go for the 18%, right? But it's really about what frees up the most cash, because if you can take that cash, you can put it into motion and be able to accelerate the money you can create with it. It could be paying down other debts. It could be building up savings. It could be just increasing that peace of mind, because I've noticed cash flow is like the number one protection. Having cash reserves and then cash flow,
yeah,
especially if you got significant cash flow, meaning that you've got a lot of surplus every month, you're going to be a lot safer place. And it's the same reason why banks, when they look at you, they don't see how much assets you have. They don't even look at how much debt you have in relation to the amount of debt. They only look at what's your income versus the amount of payments that you're committed to, because that's where people lose their certainty. That's where they lose their freedom, when all of a sudden your income drops or even you get laid off and it's all gone, you're going to stress out a lot more. And so I like to try to keep my loan payments as low as possible. I still want to pay them off, but I'm going to pay off the ones that have the highest payment with the lowest balance in that kind of ratio.
I gotcha. So personal savings is one of the circles of wealth. It's the first of the three. It includes cash reserve for emergencies, freedom cash or opportunity cash, and then working on a plan to pay off debt. And then after that, we can look at maybe an insurance savings. Is that the next piece?
Yeah. And when I say that, it's not just, it doesn't even include just insurance. I'm looking at protecting yourself in general. I mean, this is things like, okay. You know, it can mean insurance, and it can definitely mean things like, it could be life insurance savings. I mean, you might look at it that way, and that's not a bad thing either. But I'm looking at this more from the standpoint of, are you well protected? Are you as bulletproof as you can possibly be? Do you have your liability protection in case of lawsuits? Do you have enough catastrophic coverages on your auto and homeowners insurance?
I'm with
things
you.
Like that, right? Even like estate planning. Do you have the right estate plan in place? Do you have the right corporation to protect you, especially if you've gotten certain investments or if you're a business owner? You know, because who cares about trying to build all this wealth and try to play all this offense if one single event can happen in your life to take it all away, right?
Yeah, so it's almost not just insurance, but it's assurance. You've assured yourself
exactly.
That you're protected from different things, threats that can wreck your whole plan.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, even when I talk about cash reserves from before, you know, having that emergency savings, I actually refer to that, the other name I give it is abundance insurance. You know, when I feel much more abundant when I know it's there, right? It keeps that peace of mind a lot of times.
Oh, that makes a huge difference. Now, but from a traditional standpoint, then you might be looking at some of the insurances for your business, property and casualty, auto insurance, life insurance, any of those types of things that are a part of an overall plan.
Yep, health and disability insurance, all of those things that you should be considering. And I'll tell you, that's the one circle that every single person I've met with has always had some holes there. Every person, 100% of the time.
Yeah, and I think the reality is people just sometimes just they have a hard time spending the money and feeling like, oh my gosh, well, what if it doesn't happen? Sometimes, like with one of the examples I can give you is long-term care insurance, and I've had that conversation with more than one person. And sometimes it's not necessary. Sometimes the person either has more than enough or not enough to worry about it. But for a lot of the people in the middle, and they're like, yeah, but I don't want to get it because what if I never use it? And
right.
It's kind of like, you know, insurance on your home. Well, I'm not going to buy it because I'm never going to use it. Well, you wish you had it if you have a fire.
And that's the problem. It's like, you know, my crystal ball broke a long time ago. I don't know about yours, David. But
I have one in my office, too. And I have a little sign hanging from it. It says, crystal ball broken, financial planning required.
That's right.
No, but you're right, Chris. I mean, because we don't know what's going to happen. And it could be tomorrow that something happens and we better be prepared.
Yeah, and see, I don't look at it as spending. I look at it as investing. I mean, I look at it as investing, and it's like, you know, if you're a cattle rancher, you better invest some money to build a fence. The more aggressive thing we'd do is just buy a lot more cattle, but don't build a fence. But the risk you run is that they're going to run all over the place. You're going to run amok. People are going to steal them. They might die, and you know, by the wayside or whatever it might be. You know, if you want to make sure you protect what you have, you know, you want to make sure you build that fence first, and then keep what you've got, and then produce and make more on top of it.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, that's a good analogy, because if you really think, hey, I don't need insurance, then don't build the fence and just take your chances, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, and I'm not going to worry about it. The cows won't go anywhere. Well, yeah, they will. Well, Chris, don't go anywhere. We're going to take another quick break. Chris Miles is our guest today, ladies and gentlemen. MoneyRipples.com is a website. We're talking about the three circles of wealth, ways to have financial peace in uncertain times. Short break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about those dependable investments that is the third circle of wealth. Stay right there.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
And we are back. Chris Miles is my guest today. He is the creator and founder of an interesting concept called Money Ripples. And the website, of course, is by the same name, moneyripples.com. We're talking about the three circles of wealth, ways to have financial peace in uncertain as well as certain times. But of course, winter times ever certain. They're not. So what is we talked about these three circles of wealth. We talked about personal savings, insurance savings or assurance. And the third that you mentioned, Chris, is dependable investments. Well, the natural question that a listener might have is, well, Chris, come on, what's a dependable investment?
Well, here's the basic way I look at it, is that if you're going to take risk, make sure you're going to take risk in things that you can control. So, for example, if you're an entrepreneur or a business owner, you know, someone might look at you and think you're risky.
Yeah.
But you might look at someone that's working a 9-to-5 job and say, you're the riskiest person I know because, you know, I can only lay myself off. Yeah, I've got more control than you do, right? So when I talk about this, like, dependable can vary from person to person because there is no magic bullet that's going to save you. And I tell people there's no real financial product in and of itself that's going to save you. Your ability to produce and earn income is the greatest thing you possibly can do. The key is, once you start building that and start having that extra cash flow, make sure you store it in a place where you know you're not going to lose it. And so kind of going along with that uncertainty is, hey, can you put in a place where it's fixed? You know, some people could be savings or CDs, and that's fine. But, of course, it's not always fixed because you're getting taxed on it. But it might be things such as fixed or indexed annuities. It could be, you know, guaranteed type of life insurances and so forth. You know, things where, you know, you've got guarantees, as much as guarantees can possibly run, because we all know that there's no guarantees in life. But having that contractual guarantee can be a big, big thing.
I agree, Chris. And, you know, I've used many years this concept of there is no perfect investment. Every single right. investment on the planet, give me any investment, and there's at least one thing that is not perfect or a disadvantage about it. You know, if you have something that is otherwise super, super, super safe, well, maybe it doesn't make as much money as something that could be more risky. Or if something's risky, it has the potential to make more money, but it could lose. So, and that was the situation the woman faced that I mentioned earlier in the program where, you know, she had this money she was trying to hold on to and have it be invested. And in her mind, she was trying to have something that would be a dependable investment, but it was really very risky and it was, you know, it wasn't dependable and it was something that was only had the potential for her to really mess her situation up because it could lose money. So
yeah,
there's
exactly.
There is no 20% money market account. It does not exist.
And if you hear it, you probably want to run and hide.
Run right? fast.
Run fast. That's right. And that's the tricky thing here, because some people will ask me, well, should I, you know, invest in the stock market? Well, I don't know. Do you know how to invest in the stock market? If not, then the answer is no. Or if you have to even ask me that question, it's probably definitely a no. Because if you have to ask me if an investment is a good idea, you obviously don't know enough about it. And even if it does work out for you, you're so emotional about it, you're so uncertain about it, that it probably does you more harm than good.
You know, you're right on the money, Chris, no pun intended, because, you know, there's a lot of folks that there's desperation or there's the perception of, oh, I got to invest because other people invest. I mean, there's a lot right. of emotional aspects to this. And if you don't understand something, don't do it. And it's interesting you talk about the control and what you're familiar with. You know, let's flip this over. And I'm sure you've seen this because I definitely have seen it. You've had somebody that, for example, they are a heart surgeon and they are the best heart surgeon in the country. And they're just incredible. And they take risks, if you will, to save people's lives, right? I mean, they're taking a risk
right.
by getting in there and doing what they do, something I would never dream of doing. That would just be, it would be crazy. But for them, they do it every day and they have control and it's a calculated risk for the benefit of the patient. Now,
that's
if
right.
they try to take that kind of risk taking to another area, say real estate or investing or whatever, then of course we know what happens very often. They get their heads handed to them because they're taking risk in something that they just don't know as much about. You can take risk when you know a lot about something because you have control, much more control than taking risk in something you don't know.
That's right. Well, I mean, that's where I think the listeners need to be mindful too, is that, you know, for you and your situation, you know, depending on who you are, you know, you might have to go back to this first circle. You might have to go back and say, you know, I need to build up those reserves, and hey, I probably need to pay off some of the debts, because, you know, just last night I had two 50-year-olds that were saying they would like to have the ability to be able to retire. And when we looked at their situation, we said, you know, the best thing you could possibly do here is, hey, we can actually do a refinance of your mortgage, consolidate everything, and free up an extra $2,000 a month, be able
yeah.
to redirect that to build that savings and be able to redirect that to, you know, put to better use. And even with other things, we found their cash flow, it's going to total to be at least, you know, $2,150 a month, if not more, with everything that we're doing with them.
That's wonderful.
And it was amazing to see the wife, who was very skeptical, all said, you could hear the smile on her face that she's like, oh, this is exactly what I want. It's like, yeah, you could hide that under a mattress, and $2,150 a month can add up to a quick retirement.
Oh yeah, no question. Excellent, yeah. Chris. Well, guess what? We're out of time. You and I, this goes quickly. We'll have you back another day. Chris Miles, ladies and gentlemen, has been our guest. Go to his website, moneyripples.com. And we've been talking about the three circles of wealth. Chris, great to have you on the program. Let's stay in touch.
Thanks, David.
All right.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.